Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 27th. Happy Resurrection Day. And I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in 2 Thessalonians, and today I'll be reading chapter 2. The title in my Bible says, The Man of Lawlessness. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. And now a reading from Psalm 42. Now Psalm 42 begins Book 2 of the Psalms. Remember, there are 5 books in the Book of the Psalms. For the director of music, a Maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And now we turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Now you know what I'm going to say. Go on over to the Bible Project and watch the video to give you some help in presenting a context for the book of Ecclesiastes. And recently someone asked me, have you heard a sermon recently on Ecclesiastes? And I think they thought the answer was going to be no. But honestly, yes, I have. I have this set of CDs by a pastor who is now deceased named Haddon Robinson, and he has a wonderful sermon on the book of Ecclesiastes. And so I don't know how to convert that digitally, but I'm sure that Joel could help me. And if you're interested in hearing that sermon, let me know. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The title says, everything is meaningless. The words of the teacher, son of David, King in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning in its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome. More than one can say, the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this Sunday in which we remember the glorious resurrection. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would come again, that you would come to take us home with you. And we cry out, as they did in Revelation, come, Lord Jesus. And in the meantime, Lord, help us to remember that you are present with us through your Spirit. Would you, by your Spirit, bless our worship services today? Would it be, Lord, that someone would come to faith as a result of the means of our worship? And may there be a great revival in our land. And may it start with us, Lord. Rejuvenate in us a fresh faith, a fresh wind, a fresh fire. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.